Breakfast with Vossie on 1170 SEN. Michelle Bishop, come on down.
On Breakfast with Vossie, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Accor Stadium, just repeat after me, Accor Stadium, because you got to acknowledge the sponsor, they put in the dollars. So we are going off to Accor Stadium tomorrow for the Matildas v the USA. Lock it in.
It's locked in.
That also means, so that means Accor Stadium is now the home ground of the Rabbitohs as well for next year. Canterbury play at Accor Stadium. So we're going to have to get, we are going to have to get used to it in quick time. Reid Marnie is a done deal. Junior Paulo, what's your mail?
Well, my mail is that, look, it's more a gut feeling, and obviously, you know, knowing Junior and the whole situation is that he will stay at the Parramatta Eels. But I will say this, on the weekend, I won't reveal the club, did speak to a coach of another NRL side who will move heaven and earth to get him there. So, the, you know, offers are coming thick and fast from everywhere. So what this has effectively done, it's put Junior Paulo, he is king. He can name his price. As I say, if I was the Parramatta Eels, I'd be getting an escort and drag him into Kellyville this morning, tying him up if I had to get his signature, because he's a wanted man. He's got offers coming in left, right and centre. And that particular club hasn't been linked to. And it's sort of a bit of an interesting one. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Hopefully I can, you know, elaborate on that sometime in the future. But if you're the players now, and I am being told, some players are asking, like, what is that roster going to look like beyond 2022? Yeah. You know, there's even situations there at the club now where Joey Johns has moved on, so there's not going to be that extra assistance around the halves. And look, let's face it, he didn't just help the halves. Having Joey Johns as part of the squad, you know, overall was big. So it just feels to me at the moment that the Eels are in a spot of bother, and, you know, they'll have to make the most of this opportunity of what they've got in 2022, really.
Well, really, to be honest, right now, today, I don't know whether he'd come in the 11th hour would make any difference, but they'd surely be ringing up Brandon Smith's manager and saying, we want to talk. Before you make a final decision, can we talk? I mean, you'd have to get proactive. Now that you've lost three players for 2023, you would have to be in the market for Brandon Smith, wouldn't you? That'd be front and centre. Just work out today, get the board together, how much money we got for him. All right, that's what we're going with today. We're putting forward for Brandon. Well, don't worry about the tour of the facilities. Let's just punch an offer in today, see if we can trump the Roosters.
You'd think so. You'd think that that'd probably be one of the phone calls they'd be making today. But there is obviously that tug of war between the Dolphins and the Roosters with Brandon Smith at the moment. But for mine, the other thing that I was frustrated about is
tug of war.
Well, you can have that too. Yes. For mine, the interesting part was, and where I'd be going back to the drawing board today saying, hey, how did we get this so wrong? If they were prepared to come up with another offer at the 11th hour, which was a substantial one, obviously not the extra year, but to just pluck another roughly $100,000, I mean, what were they thinking? You can't afford to get this sort of stuff wrong in this climate, because we can see how costly it can be.
All right, here's a text for you. This is from Fadge of Empire Bay, Vossie and Michelle. I well and truly chundered into my coffee when I heard about Reid Marnie. There you go, tick. We've used the word chunder now on the program officially, as well as wazoo, thanks to Hemi Goodman this morning. The Dolphins should just watch how the Eels run their club, do the opposite, and be instantly successful. That's quite a pay. He says, I'm almost 40 and starting to worry about seeing the Eels win the comp before I die. What a morbid text.
Wow.
From Fadge of Empire Bay. He's lost.
That's
or he's
so
losing
sad.
All but
my
lost
heart
hope.
Goes out to you.
Yeah, good on your badge.
That's genuinely, you know, that's awful. Gee, I hope not.
What a text.
Anyway, they're not the only ones in a spot of bother this morning, Vossie.
No.
Who's Nico Hines is as well. Well, he found himself in a spot of bother.
That's right, yes. That was a story, wasn't it, that one?
Well, they say a picture tells 1,000 words, and this particular picture had an entire community in a spin. It was a shot of Nico Hines and a male companion, and had the caption next to it saying, my guy, with a little purple heart emoji. Now, it attracted a stack of messages of support, especially from the LGBTQI community. Things like, you know, cute couple, gorgeous couple, cutie couple, just love it. So everyone kind of sort of thought, and I even sort of had to have a second look, that we were going to see, I guess, the first gay rugby league player come out. We had the legendary Ian Roberts announce himself as gay, but that was after his playing days. Anyway, a few hours after the post, Nico changed it to read best mate rather than my guy, just to clear things up and clarify his sexuality. And that was followed up by a post the next day saying, I want to start by saying I have nothing against the gay community and I completely support them. I posted a photo a few days ago of my best mate and I, and it came to my attention that people have made it out that my post was expressing he was my partner, which is definitely not the case. He's been my best mate for 25 years and he's happily in a relationship with his girlfriend of around 8 years. I wait for the punchline.
The last one.
I am 100% interested in women.
What a great line. That is rugby league. That's an early contender for quote of next year. I'm 100% into women. There we go. Which, I don't know, lived in the Bachelorette last night. But no, we won't worry about that, this sports update. But Brett, I thought Terry Kennedy's line was good. He said if he was on the Bachelorette, he would have gone with a woman. So there you go. He differed to the final vote last night.
He was interesting. Old-fashioned.
Brett Lee says Pat Cummins can't be captain. You can't put that kind of pressure on a fast bowler. Now, that's interesting to get the opinion of one of the fast bowler brotherhood, if you like. And there's been listeners today, where does Pat Cummins feel? He couldn't bowl an over and then put himself down at fine leg. He has to be in and around the action. That's a fair point as well. So Brett Lee, is he Steve Smith? He's Steve Smith all the way, is he?
He's back Steve Smith to lead Australia again, obviously for the Ashes series. He isn't saying Cummins doesn't have all the right attributes to be a great test leader, but as you say, it's the responsibility. It's huge, and that combined with the pressure of being a fast bowler, he says just can't be ignored. He said Cummins would be 100%, he'd be great at the job. But, and all for reasons, he's got a great cricket brain. He's got a really good image, which is another important thing, being a leader. And he understands the fundamentals of cricket. But he was super strong on just saying, I just honestly, from the bottom of my heart and from where he comes from, obviously being a bowler, that it's honestly just a too big a ask. So that was really interesting coming from Brett Lee.
I have to take that all on board, obviously. Here's an idea from the Berkeley Eagle. He says, this BS about the Australian cricket captain and vice-captain, getting beyond a joke, why not let the 15 players that have been selected in the squad do a secret ballot to name the captain and vice-captain? You let them decide who the captain and vice-captain. Why does the country have to have a say in it? Why not just the team? Just the team decide. There we go. That's simplistic.
I think we'd all still then have a say in what the players said.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Everyone's and the golf got an opinion. Come on.
React to this one, what the golf nut says. He says, the golf nut here, as a Parramatta fan, I'm happy Reid Marnie is gone. He has the worst ears in the NRL. Where do ears play a role in keeping players? There we go.
Oh, dear.
By the way, he's just joking. That's very disappointed Eels fan. But, he's talking about Reid's ears. He's got the cauliflower ear happening at very early age. Poor old Reid. They're going to be a
mess. I'm told he's a good listener.
Right, yes. But I'll tell you what, Reid Marnie, he's a quality person.
Really good kid.
And we can only stress, I mean, yes, they will absolutely try their best next year. There's no question of that. They will train hard and they won't cut corners and all of that. But I am saying that if they start losing games, there will be pressure. I know it. Look, you know it as sure as night follows day. If Parramatta start to lose, the excuse is ready made. Well, these players are already going elsewhere next year. It's an unstable and unhappy club.
They've that checked out. They don't want to be there.
You've heard it all. That's already written.
Disturbing, yeah.
So does a club need that pressure? No, they don't, but they're going to find it. They're going to feel it. Great week, Michelle. Well done. I just hope you're back on Monday because we're back and we didn't win Powerball, but we get another shot at it next week.
Oh, I'll be back.
And I tell you what, if it does go if it goes to 70 million, I'm prepared to split that four ways. I'm that sort of bloke. I'd be prepared to give, what's that, about $17.5 million each. I'd be prepared to do that. I'll settle for $17.5 million. So I'll spread it with you and two others. How does that go?
Well, I'll do the same thing, Vossi. There you go.
Good on you. We're on. Fair-minded here. At 11:70.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, Michelle. Hope you're back. Plenty of winners. This is Breakfast with Vossi. $50 FPOST cards to give away. Get on the McDonald Jones open line right now, 1300-01-1170. Just voice your opinion on any of the topics that we're covering here on sport this morning and other things.